Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms and grandmoms. Thinking of my mother today and can't believe it's been almost 3 years since we said goodbye to her. I miss her every day, but this is an extra special day for all of us to remember our moms and honor them, whether or not they are still with us. It's also the start of National Women's Health Week, led by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This observance aims to highlight health issues for women of all ages. And it encourages us to prioritize our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This year's theme, Empowering Women, Cultivating Health, Celebrating Voices, Wellness, and Resilience. Each day of National Women's Health Week spotlights a different women's health topic, such as reducing stigma around women's health, maternal mental health, and women's heart health. We've got more about Women's Health Week with links to important resources at WFPG.com, on the health page of our app, or on our Facebook page. Lots more coming up today on this special Mother's Day edition of Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. Mother's Day, focusing on topics that primarily affect us girls. While estrogen is present in both men and women, it is particularly important to us. Estrogen contributes to reproductive and breast health. It regulates our mood and impacts the health of our bones, skin, brain, blood vessels, and hair. Our estrogen levels fluctuate throughout our lives, but they significantly drop after menopause. Here are five key factors to maintain estrogen and other hormones. Eat healthy foods that contain phytoestrogen, such as berries, nuts, and flax seeds. Maintain a healthy weight and get regular physical activity, including cardio and weight training. Prioritize quality sleep, important in everything we do. Get enough vitamins that promote estrogen, for example, all the B vitamins, vitamin D, and vitamin E. Consider supplements that support estrogen, black cohosh, DHEA, and red clover, to name a few. But be sure to talk with your doctor before taking any supplements. Just because something is over the counter does not mean that it's right for you. You are Living Well on Light 96.9. More women today are realizing the benefits of strength training. Joining me now with more is personal trainer and owner of Olakai Functional Fitness in Brigantine, Christina Perry. Thank you so much for joining me. You've been doing this your whole life, as I have. There's just something about strength training that feels great, and it has so many benefits, especially for women.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Robin. One of the important and obvious ones is that you get stronger. The feeling of accomplishment after lifting weights is amazing. When you get stronger, you decrease your risks of falls and lower your risk of injury in any sport or activity that you're doing. Another thing is the improvement in your heart health. It lowers your blood pressure, your cholesterol. It improves circulation. There was a recent study that showed 2 to 3 days a week of weight training. There was a 30% reduction in cardiovascular mortality.
It also improves your function in so many ways.
Yeah, it helps with people's mobility and flexibility. Once you increase your range of motion, people just start to feel more comfortable in their own bodies.
Not only that, weight or strength training helps to slow down the loss of strength and muscle, something called sarcopenia, where we lose 3 to 5% of our muscle mass every decade after age 30. But resistance training is one of the best ways to combat that. I always say I'm going down swinging.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Crucial to bone development. Weight training reduces the risk of osteoporosis. My mom has been weight training with me for first time in her life. She's in her late 60s and she has been lifting with me since November. And this month she's going to get an updated bone scan and we're going to get to see how much improvement she's had in her bones by lifting for over 6 months in a steady increasing program that I developed.
I'm sure it will be a lot and muscle mass as well. And when we say mass, women always say, I don't want to get big. First of all, we don't have the genetics for that. We naturally don't have as much muscle as men. And secondly, muscle is more dense than fat. So you actually get tighter and more toned without getting bulky, especially as you lose fat. So it's a beautiful thing and essential for women to include weight training in their fitness routine. Thank you so much for joining me, Christina Perry, owner of Olakai Functional Fitness in Brigantine. Happy Mother's Day, Christina.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, Robin.
Thank you so much. And you are Living Well on Light 96.9. It goes without saying that women, especially moms, do a lot, and many of the tasks go unrecognized. So if we had to put a number on it, how much is a stay-at-home mom really worth? Well, six figures, according to one survey. Salary.com determined that the median salary for a stay-at-home mom should be around $178,000. The survey found that the average amount of time a stay-at-home mom works is 90 hours per week. No wonder we're so tired. Think about it. We are chefs, drivers, psychologists, housekeepers, home tutors, and household managers. And on top of that, many moms have full or part-time jobs outside of the home. So cheers to all of the moms and all of the women who make it happen and make it look easy every day. Happy Mother's Day. You deserve all the love and praise and acknowledgement on this day that celebrates mothers, because tomorrow, yes, there'll be another load of laundry waiting for us. Living Well on Light 96.9. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It was the Academy Award winner for Best Picture this year, and sometimes that's what motherhood feels like, trying to be everything to everyone. Mother's Day and focusing on issues that primarily affect women. Well, let's face it, we all need help managing our time, but especially moms. Here to talk more about that is Ann Del Rey. She's a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach with a master's degree in integrative wellness coaching. Thank you so much for joining us. It is very difficult sometimes to manage our time as moms. Give us some ideas of how we can do that a little better.
So the first thing I teach clients with time management is a mindset shift around it. So you always hear the word balance, and what we need to do is change that word with the word harmony. So stop reaching for this work-life balance, because there's no such thing, or even would you want to have 50% at work, 50% at home? When you stop looking for quote-unquote balance, you're realizing I want a harmonious life, not 50% work.
Absolutely. So you try to teach people how to organize their time better, and that can also help to relieve a lot of anxiety and stress. What are some of the techniques you use?
I teach them first about time blocking. So allowing them to build awareness around their time, where their time is going. So that would mean planning their day in advance, similar to a calendar. It essentially is a calendar, and even planning your downtime so that you don't waste time other places.
When the women you work with recognize where they're spending their time, does it make a difference in their lives?
Yes, it definitely makes a big difference, because a lot of times they realize they're wasting time. So they realize, okay, well, at night I say that I don't have time to write a book or take a yoga class, but I spent 4 hours watching Netflix. So I use this phrase, I don't have time, but you do. You're just not using it how you ideally would like to.
That's a very, very good point. If someone would like to work with you or learn more, where can they go?
They can go right to my website, coach-annie.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ann Del Rey, board-certified health and wellness coach, and you are Living Well on Light 96.9. I mentioned at the top of the show that today marks the start of Women's Health Week, but tomorrow is National Women's Checkup Day. Getting routine checkups and screenings can help us detect a medical condition in its early, most treatable stages. Screenings such as mammograms, colonoscopies, and pap smears can literally save our lives. If you're behind in your screenings and checkups, tomorrow would be a good day to make your appointments. If not for yourself, do it for the people who love and depend on you. Yes, you do have the time. And in honor of Mother's Day and Women's Checkup Day, here are some fun health facts about women. We have stronger immune systems due to our hormones. We have better memories than men. We're more flexible since our muscles and tendons contain more elastin, making it easier to stretch. And the presence of estrogen makes our muscles more resistant to fatigue. So there you go. Learned a little bit more about women's health today. Living Well on Light 96.9. On Mother's Day 2021, I spoke with my mom for this show about all of the health challenges she faced and how strong she was through it all. I had not seen her for a while due to COVID, but I got together with her and my family later that day in the Philadelphia area, and I don't think I ever hugged her so tightly. It was really one of the best days of my life, and it was the last time I saw her. Little did I know that about 3 weeks later, she would be gone. In memory and in honor of my mom, I want to play that interview, and that will take us through the end of this program. If your mom is still with you, give her an extra big hug today. If you can't be with her, be sure to call and let her know what she means to you. Here's that 2021 interview with my mom. Mother's Day, and I have my most special guest with me that I've ever had in my 30-some years of interviewing people, my mother, Marie Lucarini, who I have not seen in such a long time because of the virus, but I can't wait to give her a big hug and kiss later today when we get together for Mother's Day, the first time in a while. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, Robin, and happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you very much. My mom is really my hero. I'm going to embarrass her now because she has been through so much and just has never complained. She's been through tongue and tonsil cancer, emergency gallbladder surgery, shingles, breast cancer, and now just had a recent scare with her heart and blood pressure where she was in the hospital. And through all of this, I have never heard her say, not one time, why me? How have you been able to do this, Mom? How have you been able to overcome all of this?
I don't know, Robin. I guess faith. In the beginning, when I first found out about my throat cancer, my tonsil tongue, I just said, I'm not looking to the left, I'm not looking to the right. I'm looking straight ahead to God and asking Him to help me through this and find a way.
You had 35 radiation treatments. And I remember you saying to me, I'm not looking at 35 radiation treatments. I'm looking at
I'm only looking at one at a time. And that's all you can do is just do one at a time.
That's an incredible way to view it. And you were just in the hospital recently and you got through that okay. You've just been really strong through everything. And what has kept you going? What has motivated you to keep pushing forward?
Well, because the love of my children, I want to be around to see them as much as I can. And the love of my grandchildren, I want to live as long as I can to see how they do and how they are. And I love them all, and I want to be near them.
That's such a sweet thing to say. And it's been a tough year. We haven't seen each other because of COVID, but now everyone's getting vaccinated and we're getting together later today for Mother's Day. So I'm so excited about that. Can't wait to see you, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day.
All right. Thank you, Robin. I love you.
I love you too. And if you're a mom, happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you enjoy your day. Tune into my podcast wherever you get your podcast, Living Well with Robin Stoloff, or you can watch the video of our podcast on my website, livingwellwithrobinstoloff.com. And our thought for the week, when you look into your mother's eyes, you know that it is the purest love you can find on this earth. Mitch Albom. Thanks for being with me today for Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Hope you'll join me again next Sunday morning at 10. Until then, please stay safe and keep living well.